98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are expected to begin this morning after jurors receive final instructions from the judge on the law governing what they can and cannot take into account in deciding guilt or innocence. President Biden and Vice President Harris kicking off a new campaign today aimed at shoring up support among black voters. They'll be in Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers explains why those at the White House think this move is so important.
An ABC News Ipsos poll earlier this month found Mr. Biden has 74% support among black Americans, lower than usual for a Democratic candidate. And he's polling 20 points weaker among black people under age 50 than among those 50 and older.
Big energy merger ConocoPhillips says it plans to acquire Marathon Oil in a deal worth $22 billion. Israel continues its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and they're headed back. The Smithsonian Institution says two new giant pandas will be returning to the National Zoo in Washington at the end of the year. This is ABC News. A lot of questions in the Houston area after the body of a dead woman was found in the jaws of an alligator. Here's ABC's Jessica Willey.
The last time there was a fatal alligator attack in Texas was in Orange in 2015. A 28-year-old man was killed. He was the first in two centuries. Experts say alligator-human attacks are rare. An autopsy will determine what caused this death.
The old advice about when you should start giving your kids things like peanut butter may be changing. ABC's Sony Salzman has the details on a new British study.
What this study found is that people who fed their children peanut products regularly or consistently from infancy up to age 5, those kids, by the time they were adolescents, had a 71% less chance that they would develop a peanut allergy, that they would have a peanut allergy by the time they were teenagers.
The researchers finding that creamy peanut butter can be introduced to kids as young as 4 months. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Madison judge will decide whether to restore collective bargaining rights many public sector workers in Wisconsin lost under Act 10. Attorney Jacob Carabel argued yesterday that Act 10 illegally gives police and firefighters more rights than other public workers.
Act 10 created two categories of public employees. The distinction that Act 10 created between these groups of employees lacks a rational basis.
Republicans say Act 10 has survived other court challenges over the years. Even if a group trying to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this summer succeeds, there's nothing to stop Voss from running again this fall. That's what former Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy tells WIST Politics. The recall group submitted 8,000 petition signatures yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Hayward's annual Muskie Festival has received a $25,000 prize for being a finalist in the Cynic's Hometown Throwdown. The competition is meant to highlight local small-town festivals that give back to their community. Muskie Fest was the runner-up in the competition, finishing behind Norborn, Missouri's Soybean Festival, which earned their event a $100,000 prize. Muskie Fest is in its 74th year and is scheduled for late June. More information on the event is available on their website. An indoor adventure park is in the works for kids in Eau Claire. According to a WQOW report, the Four Treasures Adventure Park will be opening on Mall Drive later this year, giving kids a place to get their energy out when the cold winter months force them indoors. Officials expect that the adventure park will open sometime in November, but will remain open year-round once it's up and running. The park will feature a playground, an area for toddlers, a ninja course, and an area for food and arcade games. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers went into extra innings but lost to the Cubs in front of 24,000 fans at AmFam Field. Chicago, with a five-run rally in the 10th, went on to win 6-3. Willie Adames drove in the tying run but was called out at second trying to secure a double. A challenge failed. X-rays on Brewers closer Trevor McGill were negative after he took a hot comeback shot to his right throwing arm. A lot of twists and turns in this one. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, there's a lot of key moments. That was one of them for sure. The throw from left field to the bang bang play, key moment.
The Cubs getting a good performance from their bullpen and starter Ben Brown, who pitched a no-hitter through seven innings before being pulled. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
Look, it was a tight game, and so it was a fun game to watch, and we pitched really well and showed a lot of spirit in the game and a lot of fight, and came up with a win.
Again, the Brewers losing to the Cubs 6-3. The series continues game three out of the four-game series tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining Menu for tomorrow, the 30th of May. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today. Salisbury steak tomorrow, mashed potatoes, gravy, sliced carrots, and upside down cake. Locations are in Park Falls, Phillips, Ogama, Kennan, and Brantwood. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned. Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. For fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
Double D's Pub and Pizza, located on 2nd Street in Butternut, Wisconsin, serves up a great pizza. Double D's offers over a dozen specialty pizzas and sandwiches, plus spaghetti special on Wednesday, and now a full salad bar available for the summer. Sit at the bar or dine in their expanded dining area or carry out a pizza today. Call 715-769-3509 and order one today from Double D's, located in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin. Double D's.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in six locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon. Not much wind either out of the northeast at only around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 41. Tomorrow, sunshine 74 by Friday. More scattered showers with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers on a BMS authorized vehicle. Dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides, on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparels, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is offering a $25 rebate on endangered resources license plates. Sales from these plates provide support for the Badger State's native species in need. More details when we return, but first.
Unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is offering a $25 rebate for new purchases of endangered resources license plates now through December 31st. For 30 years, sales of endangered resources license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. The DNR works with partners and volunteers to locate, protect, and manage native plants, animals, and Wisconsin's natural communities. Revenues from plate sales, along with tax form donations and state matching funds, have accounted for as much as 40% of the funding for endangered species conservation in some years. Last year, license plate sales raised more than $478,000 for conservation of endangered resources. For more details on the program, simply search endangered resources license plates at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe, going to flunk a school. Change a thing, still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter, you? Hey, God, no respect. What do you think you do? Why you
song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really.
Of Reality Radio. We've got a fun, busy morning for you. Got some Brewer tickets we're going to offer you in a little while, so stay tuned for that if it works for you for Friday or for Saturday. We're going to talk the Phillips track team is going to join us this morning. They've got a lot of young athletes off to lacrosse this weekend, and we'll be hooking up with our Shawamigan athletes tomorrow morning. We're talk about Facebook scams. Our IT guy over at the school, Bill Weiler, is going to join us, wants to let people know about some things going on through Facebook. Alina's giveaway, $25. Northwoods Greenhouse folks are going to stop in. Lots of good local information. We're going to start out talking about the our local YMCA, and we've got a lot of great things going on, and Scott Schultz is nice enough to join us to get us updated on the summer programs and stuff going on. So, Scott, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Yeah, thanks for having me this morning.
Thanks for coming in. And we want to mention, first of all, that a perfect union here in the last few weeks. We've introduced you as a Parks and Recs director before, but you're also taking on a role with the YMCA, and both of those departments, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of coming together, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a strange way to have everything come together, but the Y in the city, they came together on a partnership to bring together all of those park and rec programs that I was running and maintain all of those programs at the same time while moving into the YMCA role. So all of the programs that we built over the previous 8 months are going to live on. They'll just be coming under the Y banner now.
Yeah, it's it seems like the natural marriage to have, because both are kind of about the same thing, right?
Absolutely. Really. Yeah. Family, kids, and giving people an opportunity to work on their health and wellness.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the groundbreaking and some fun and exciting news with the YMCA. But first of all, we're going to talk about the fact that you and the folks at the Y are kind of taking over, not owning, but managing anyway, the activities at the pool this summer, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be a really great summer. And I've been working with our staff here for about 6 months, and we've been talking about making this the best summer ever. And I truly believe it's going to be the best summer ever. We have a fantastic team of lifeguards, and we're going to have 8 water safety instructor certified staff this summer, so we're doubling our lesson plan offerings. We're going to have a really great summer coming up.
All right. We've got one of those that'll be out there. Eden Missbauer is one of the lifeguards that will be out there. Eden, you just graduated. Am I right with that?
I graduated last
year. Okay, a year out. First of all, you're a pretty good swimmer. I'm going to take that as number one, right? So what did it take for you to become a lifeguard? It's not easy, is it?
Not necessarily. You have to, you definitely have to be physically fit, and you have to be extremely responsible and have a lot of leadership qualities to show down at the pool. I think it was 3 years ago that I became a lifeguard, and last year I was a head lifeguard, and this year I'm a head lifeguard again. But it's a lot of fun, and it's an extremely rewarding job, though.
Yeah, it's a combination of fun, but you have to keep in mind your responsibility, too, and keep an eye out. Sometimes you get a lot of people in the pool, so it's a big responsibility, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, talk about a little bit about some things that you wanted to cover there, Aiden, about being a lifeguard and such.
Well, speaking on behalf of the staff at the pool, we are all extremely excited for the summer. I've been ready for months now for the summer to start. Excited to work.
At that warm stretch in February, you ready to go?
Yeah,
huh?
I was ready to go swimming, but. Everybody's super excited for all the new things that we're offering, like private lessons, and ready to, we built on our previous lessons from the last year, and we're excited for all the events that we're going to offer. But yeah, we're excited. June 10th is our open date, and we're ready to go.
Yeah. So do you get to get involved with the lesson part of it too, along with being a lifeguard?
Yep. I get to teach lessons, which I love, but I also get to oversee the other guards. And
that's got to be exciting to see young kids, especially hit that first time when they realize, hey, I'm moving through the water without sinking, right?
Like I said earlier, it's an extremely rewarding job, and that's probably the best part is watching a kid progress and get better.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, like I mentioned, Scott, the YMCA is kind of taking over the management of the pool, and I don't know if you have specific things coming up. You said this is going to be the best summer ever for the pool, right?
Absolutely. So as Aiden was alluding to, a lot of different programs, everything from working with the school district on putting together a fundraiser, working on a date right now. We want to work on a fundraiser to bring some awareness to the track that has to be redone. A lot of family nights, a lot of pool parties, and a really, really exciting program that we're putting together with the Y in the city in partnership. We always talk about with the Y how one donation, one person, one moment can change somebody's life. And we're lucky enough that Allie and Ryan Plesner of Park Falls have donated an amount enough to cover the program Safety Around Water. It's a Y program, and that's going to be offered to at least 50 kids throughout the week of June 24th through 28th that are all part of summer camp. So every child that's in summer camp during that week is going to have an opportunity to take 8 lessons throughout the week and learn how to swim and be safe around water, which is perfect timing because the next week is July 4th when they're all around water. Everybody's doing fun stuff. And this program is going to have the kids at the pool for 2 hours a day all throughout the week. And they're going to learn, whether they're a beginner, an intermediate, or an advanced swimmer, they're going to be able to better themselves and better their skills to be safer every day.
Yeah. Now, if there's a place that people can go to get a list of events for the summer so they can kind of plan it out, Scott?
Absolutely. Right now, everything is on Facebook. So we're posting all of our flyers on Facebook, all of our registration dates on Facebook. Swim lesson registration is June 4th through the 6th, and then the 18th through the 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. And we're going to really be there all day. So if you come in that middle time, somebody's going to be around. All of our staff will be there that week. We're all going to be getting to know each other and getting ready for the summer.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, let's flip over a little bit to the YMCA part of it, because we have a groundbreaking coming up in a couple of weeks here. People are very excited. They see the sign out front. City Hall has moved, and the library is kind of be where City Hall is going to be now. So plans are in place to get the shovel in the ground and get things moving, right?
Plans are, you know, we went through a phase of about 2 years where a lot of things were happening behind the scenes, and now we're at the point when all of the planning is primarily done. We get our bids back on the 30th, which is tomorrow. We have our bid opening tomorrow, and then we'll have our groundbreaking ceremony on June 19th at 10 a.m. It is welcome to the community to come on over. We'll have a community picnic going on. Allie Plesner's bringing an 8-foot-wide grill, so we're going to have a lot of brats and dogs
available. 8-foot-wide grill.
8-foot-wide wow. grill. She's very proud of this one.
All right. I would be too.
Absolutely. We'll be providing vision tours, so walking people through the existing facility so they can see kind of what was when it was the elementary school, and then the city hall, and what it's going to become in the Y in the next 10 months, because we're breaking ground on the 19th, and then the construction starts only a week and a half later, and we'll be going from there.
So the plans, these are questions that I just hear people throwing around. They're solidified, right? The plan we know what it's going to be now, right?
Yep, absolutely.
I know there was kind of some questions in here and there, but it's solidified. We know what it's going to be, right?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to have a daycare, intergenerational spaces, a wellness center. So if you, whether you like select machines where you can select your own weights, or you like plate-loaded machines, we're going to have all of that available. And then the daycare side and group exercise studio for all of your group exercise classes. And then that's all phase 1 of the project. Phase 2, which will come later, will be the gymnasium.
Okay. So when you say shovel in the ground, does that mean that there's addition coming to that south end, or is it just kind of renovating what's there, or what does that mean, I guess?
Both. So okay. If you're looking at the east side, that's going to change right where in the front of the building. That's where we're going to be putting in a large play area for the daycare. And then off to the south end, that's where we're going to build on to the wellness center. So that small vestibule that is there will be coming down, and then we'll be building all the way out to, I think, 10 feet from the road on that side. So it's going to be a quite large fitness center area. And then once we get to phase two, the gymnasium later on, that'll be out in front.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So some exciting stuff. So put that on your calendar, June 19th, and the public's going to be welcome to come out and kind of celebrate the introduction of the YMCA to our area.
Absolutely. And we're looking at beginning of April to wrap up construction, and hopefully we're opening just a few weeks later.
All right. Now, circling back a little bit to the Parks and Rec side, too, because we mentioned the swimming pool, but we've got a lot of other. You gave me the list of all the fun summer activities for kids, whether they're intensely into baseball or whatever it may be, anything. I mean, you're covering a lot of different areas, right?
We really are. And we wanted to give families an opportunity to get their kids a chance to see what they want to do. So the first 4 weeks of the summer, we're going to have sports camps. So 1 week camp where you get 6 hours of instruction over the course of Monday through Thursday. And then for that camp, every kid will get a t-shirt, and it's basically, there's a sports of all sorts week where they'll do 1 day of flag football, soccer, basketball, baseball, and then there's a volleyball camp, flag football camp, and basketball camp, all with the idea that you do a 45-minute practice to learn the sport, and then you do a 45-minute game immediately after to put those skills into practice right away, so there's not that opportunity to kind of forget what you just learned. And then the back half of summer will be the skills classes. That'll be a 5-week session where we'll do a soccer skills class, sports of all sorts / sporties for shorties for our little kids, and then basketball as well.
All right. A lot of stuff.
It's a lot of really great programs.
Yeah, a lot of options for people. And again, Facebook page, a good place to see that, all the information? Or?
Yep, the Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page.
Flambeau River YMCA Facebook page. All right. Very good. And if you go on down to the pool, Aiden may be down there. He may be giving you your swim lessons down there.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Yep. Should be an exciting summer. It's a fun time to be in the city here. It really is a fun time to get the YMCA involved in our community. We've seen and heard of all the great things they've done in other places. Even somebody as old as I am grew up with the YMCA and the overnight lock-ins, and it's a great, it's just a great tradition, and it's going to be a great thing for the community, isn't it, Scott?
It really will be.
All right, Aiden, hope you have a great summer out there at the pool. Many warm days, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Aiden, and thank you, Scott, for coming in. Scott will be in other times to update us on what's going on with our Parks and Rec and our YMCA here for Park Falls. We're going to talk a little track with our Phillips qualifiers next.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, summer is our season, and we're kicking it off with a free 12-ounce Island Punch smoothie for National Flip-Flop Day. Grab your flip-flops and head to your local cafe on May 29th from 2 to 7 p.m. Terms and conditions apply.
If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
Hi, we're a comparing insurance agency. Never heard of us? We know. But to help it stick that our local agents are insurance experts, we're going to say local agent 3 times in the next 5 seconds. Local agent. Local agent. Local agent.
Find us at comparinginsurance.com.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Jury deliberations in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial are expected to begin this morning after jurors receive final instructions from the judge on the law governing what they can and cannot take into account in deciding guilt or innocence. President Biden and Vice President Harris kicking off a new campaign today aimed at shoring up support among black voters. They'll be in Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers explains why those at the White House think this move is so important.
An ABC News Ipsos poll earlier this month found Mr. Biden has
74% support among Black Americans, lower than usual for a Democratic candidate. And he's polling 20 points weaker among Black people under age 50 than among those 50 and older.
Big energy merger ConocoPhillips says it plans to acquire Marathon Oil in a deal worth $22 billion. Israel continues its offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and they're headed back. The Smithsonian Institution says two new giant pandas will be returning to the National Zoo in Washington at the end of the year. This is ABC.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is investing $100 million in startups and entrepreneurs. Governor Evers is announcing the creation of the Wisconsin Investment Fund. Five private fund managers will oversee the initiative. The U.S. House version of the federal farm bill includes $30 billion in cuts to the SNAP food assistance program. Eric Saviano is an advocate for struggling families. He's concerned the USDA couldn't raise benefits adequately.
We will lose more and more touch with the actual habits and patterns of buying things in American society. And so SNAP will not keep up with that and likely result in people having fewer benefits.
The USDA says 17 million U.S. households were food insecure as recently as 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Over 100 gallons of cooking oil spilled onto the ground in Eau Claire after a truck crash just after midnight on Friday. According to a press release from Eau Claire Fire and Rescue, the crash occurred at the intersection of State Street and Washington Street and sent between 100 and 200 gallons of cooking oil spilling into the street. Authorities were able to contain the spill before the cooking oil began to enter storm drains in the area, and two people were taken to the hospital as a result of the crash. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced over $23 million in grant funding to build up the state's electric vehicle charging infrastructure. According to a press release, more than 10 municipalities in the Northwest Wisconsin region have been selected to participate in the grant program, which will give them the first federally funded fast-charging electric vehicle stations in the state. Department of Transportation officials also expect Wisconsin to receive about $78 million over the next 5 years. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
A new look for the Packers defense. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers continue OTA practices. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley on what he thinks about his new safety, Xavier McKinney, signed in free agency.
You know, it's funny you guys asked me about that. One, I'll just say it's been so nice to have X. What a pro. I mean, how hard he works, the communication, the way he is in the meeting rooms, the way he looks out for the younger guys.
NFL OTAs could be a thing of the past. The players' union working on a proposal to eliminate voluntary spring practices and in return have players report earlier to training camp. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-3 loss in extra innings to the Cubs at AmFam Field. Chicago scoring 5 runs in the 10th after a 1-1 tie in the 9th. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on snapping a 5-game losing streak.
That's why you keep fighting, and the ball talk it, ends up getting their closer out of the game, and then we put together a really good inning.
That's the Cubs' Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, congrats in order to the Prentice and Lakeland golf teams, both qualifying for state Monday and Tuesday down in Madison. Stay tuned. We're working on getting Coach Haken and hopefully some of the Prentice golfers on with us on Friday morning to talk about their venture off to the state golf tournament. And we'll have the Shawamigan track qualifiers, Autumn Mikulski, Robert Chinovec, with us tomorrow morning at 8:30. But right now, we are going to talk Phillips track because Phillips has a whole bunch of athletes headed off to La Crosse this weekend for the meet. And we've got one of the co-coaches, Eric Olson, nice enough to join us to talk about it. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking time to join us. We had a wimpy winter, but it ended up kind of being a little bit of a soggy spring. Is that a good analysis of the conditions out there for you this year, Coach?
I would say so. Maybe even more so, just a lot of wind that we dealt with at meet, it seemed like. But at the end of the season, we were pretty fortunate and dodged all the really bad weather, the rainy weather and the thunderstorms. Yeah. The days for our regional and sectional meet turned out to be beautiful afternoons.
Awesome. So what is it about the 800-meter run that Phillips athletes like? We got a lot of, we got the 4x8 going, boys and girls. I've always said on the morning show, Eric, that that's the race I dislike the most because it's just a killer. It drove me to baseball as a youngster. That's a rough 800, but these kids have found a way to get really good at it, haven't they?
I agree with you. The 800 is a tough race. It was probably my least favorite as well. But they excel at it. And they do a nice job with it.
Yeah. Team accomplishments this year, Coach. What are you most proud of? What stands out for you as the team?
We had a lot of top five finishes in most of the meets we went to. Won several of them. The conference meet, of course, the Merrillwood in track and field is one big conference, 12 teams. The girls were eighth, the boys were fourth. And then for the first time ever, the boys and the girls won the regional championship in the same season. So that was pretty special, something that obviously had never happened before. And then at sectionals, there was 49 teams assigned to our sectional. The boys were 13th, I believe, and I think the girls were 9th. So it was very successful season, scored a lot of points.
Yeah, as annoying as that Merrillwood Conference is, Coach, and it's so tough, it does prepare you for regionals and sectionals, doesn't it?
It really does. It is one of the toughest D3 conferences in the entire state, but it does set you up very nicely for the sectional meet. I mean, it kind of prepares you for that.
All right, Coach. Well, let's go around the room. Let's start with Maverick first of all, if we could. Maverick Hoagland.
I'm taking the phone over here by him.
You betcha.
I would like to say one thing. Just mention Hayden Sokolowski. He was a big part of our team this year. He was our 110-meter hurdler, 300 hurdler, and the anchor leg of our 4x4. And he would probably almost definitely be on the run with us right here today in the 300 hurdle race at sectionals if you weren't there. He clipped his trail leg and he was definitely in position to qualify for state. And he clipped his trail leg on the third to last hurdle and went down and wasn't able to qualify. But he had a fantastic season, just a hard worker and a great kid. So,
all right.
But here's Maverick.
All right. Hats off to Hayden. Hats off to Hayden and all his hard work. Maverick, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
Good. Maverick Hoagland, you're senior. You run the lead leg in that 4x800-meter run. What the heck makes you want to run this 800, Maverick? You're a little bit nuts, I think.
The 800 runners do get that a lot. I don't know. It's actually one of my favorite races.
Yeah. Describe the mentality. For those who don't know, 800 is a half a mile, but you're just kind of going all out, right? Am I right on that? You're almost 100% all the way, right?
It pretty much, yeah, but you definitely, there is some pacing to it for sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to die.
You want to kick at the end, right? But not too much kick at the end, right? Because then you didn't go hard enough. It's a crazy race. So the 4x800. So talk about being the lead leg in that 4x800. What's your goal as you go out there? Obviously to lead, right?
I don't necessarily know if I want to lead most races because some people are really fast, but sometimes I tuck behind people and then with 300 to go, I have a massive kick with 300 to go. Because a lot of people aren't expecting it then.
Yeah. Well, with you running and earning all conference in the 3,200-meter run and a regional champ in the 3,200-meter run, the 800 probably seems pretty short for you then, right?
Yeah, it definitely is a shorter race compared to what I usually run.
Yeah, and a member of the cross-country team. What about the crew that you run with there? That's a big part of a relay race, isn't it, is the communication and getting along with the other parts of your team, right?
For sure, yeah. We have a great team here, great group of guys.
Yeah. Have you been to state before, Maverick?
For track and field, I went last year to watch, but never qualified.
All right. What stands as you think about going to lacrosse? What stands out in your mind? What are you looking forward to, and what's running through your mind?
I don't know. I think we're just looking forward to have a possibility of winning that slow heat, and maybe even beating one or two teams from the varsity.
Yeah, competition's tough. You see everybody's times. So making the medal stand would be quite an accomplishment, huh?
Yeah, it would be. That's a little out of reach, though.
Yeah, well, you never know. You never know. Drop a baton here. You never know, Maverick. Maverick, thank you so much. Congrats to you on your career as a Phillips logger. Let's go over to James, if we could. James Wallendorf.
Yep, how are you?
How we doing, James?
Pretty good.
All right, junior, third year running in track, and all conference honors again in the 3200, and also ran in the 3200 at sectionals. So what is it about the 4x8 relay team that you enjoy this year?
Probably just the teammates and the competitiveness, I guess.
Yeah. And what's a highlight for you this year as you look back for your, it doesn't have to be for the relay, but for you in general?
Maybe getting second in the 2 mile at conference and then just qualifying for state in the 4x8 for sure.
All right. Do you think your experience at state cross country helps you in this big venue like this?
I mean, yeah, probably a little bit.
All right. What's the preparation as you head into taking off here? What have you got planned for the next couple of days here?
I got to do some laundry still, but...
Some laundry? Okay, that's always good. You got to get that little stuff.
Yeah, I got to pack. Leave tomorrow.
Leaving tomorrow, and when is your race, and when's your first, when do you hit the track?
Friday at 3 p.m.
Friday at 3 o'clock. James, congrats on the accomplishment. Always a fantastic accomplishment to make it to state. Congrats to you. Let's go Julian in here. Julian Ellingen is a senior and runs the third leg of the 4x8. How you doing, Julian?
I'm doing pretty good, Jewel. How are you?
Good. What's that third leg? What's your approach to the third leg? Do you want to set it up? Do you want to be in the lead for the final guy, or what are you thinking out there?
Oh, man, I just try to, you know, just go out and do some work so I can put Gavin in a good spot when I give it time to him.
Yeah. What are some of the accomplishments for this 4x800 team? Have you been together with the same four all year?
No, it's been we've been changing a lot of people out all year, but I've run it a couple times.
Okay.
And then most recently just regionals conference. Well, no, we didn't run it at conference, did we? Just regionals and sectionals.
Yeah. That's switching around. What other events do you do, Julian?
Oh, no, I do the 800 and like the open 8 and then a lot of the 400.
Okay.
But I don't like those events.
You like the relay the best, huh?
Yeah.
So, you get those 4x1 and 4x2 relays where the handoffs are really tight and quick. How important is the handoff in a 4x800 relay?
It's not as important. We don't practice it a whole bunch, but it's still, we do practice it so that we can be a swift exchange there. So it's not like horribly slow, because our coach Nick actually told us the other day, like, we're all slowing down before we hand off.
Okay. You're also a member of the cross country team.
Sure am.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to down in La Crosse this weekend?
I just say the atmosphere and the environment and stuff. You're a really nice track because we don't really see a whole lot of that up here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, congrats, Julian, on all your accomplishments and your graduation there. Thank you so much for being with us. Gavin Esterholm is joining us. He is a sophomore, and he is the anchor of the 4x8 relay team. Gavin, how you doing?
Really good.
Really good. All right. So you're the young guy. You're the youngin', the sophomore.
You bet.
Did you think this 4x8 relay team had a chance to achieve this accomplishment when the season started?
Going into the season, I was a little bit worried. And then as it progressed, I knew that, like, the team was getting a lot better. And by the end, I didn't run it at all, really, in the beginning of the year. So to come back and run on it was good. But I think that it was definitely a change from last year because we ran it every meet. So it was different than it was last year, but I think it worked out. And I'm super happy with how the team has been and how fun it's been to train with everybody.
Yeah. So even though you're qualified for state, you haven't necessarily, the four of you, run this together all year, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's just been regionals and sectionals. And then one of our home meets, we did it, but we haven't been doing it. Like last year, we did it at pretty much every meet.
All right. Well, you were a member of the cross country team that went to state and also a sectional champion in the 3200 meter run. So you got a couple of different events. Talk about the 3200 meter run and kind of what your expectations are as you head to state with that.
Yeah. So right now I'm seated second, and it's going to be a really fun race. There's a guy named Chuck Vader. He is the number one seed. He's ran like 906. So I think it's going to become a race for second place there, but it'll still be a fun race to be in. And I'm with how sectionals went in it, I'm very happy with that. And like, that all the training I put in the winter has paid off now, and super excited to go run that state in it.
Yeah. That's not even a fair name for a guy who's really good. Chuck, is he related? Is he related to Darth at all? Is it?
That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, I know. You probably heard that before.
Yeah.
Well, great accomplishment. When did you realize that this was kind of your gift, Gavin? You're only a sophomore, and you're having some great success at this. When did it click in for you?
So sixth grade year wasn't really the greatest. It was my first year running, and I was. Little chubby, not super fast, but I just did it for fun, and I didn't do football because something in my mind was like, I'll just try cross country. And then when I did, it went okay, and then COVID happened, so I missed that track season, which I think would have bridged the gap of me getting a lot better, more, but seventh grade cross country started, and me and one of our former teammates kept battling out like every race for first and second. And it was just super fun and super competitive. And then when I started to win a few races there, I was like, oh, maybe I'm actually good at this. And then track rolled around, and it's just picked up since then. And I've dedicated a lot of time to it, which I'm not upset about. But.
Well, it's paid off for you, Gavin. Congrats to you. Enjoy your time at State as a sophomore. Thank you so much for joining us. Let's get Ben in here. Ben Vernig, our pole vulture, who also has
called.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's been fun to watch your progression. You're only a sophomore, Ben. I thought you were older than that because I'm friends with your parents on Facebook, and I watch your adventures. You've been working at this for a while. This has been a passion for you, hasn't it, Ben?
Yeah, so my buddy Gavin and my mom forced me to do it with like a week left in seventh grade. And since then, I guess it just kind of snowball affected and broke the school record my freshman year, and it's something I like to focus on when it's not football season.
Yeah, and you had a little bit of a scare in regionals, I hear, but you were able to get through that and push through, right?
Yeah, I get really nervous at meets that actually matter, and that was a big factor in it.
So you had a little problem clearing the initial height, but you got through it, and your personal high is what, 13.6 now? Is that right?
Yeah, 13.6 this year.
All right, and that's up how far from just like a year ago?
My PR as a freshman was 12.9 at sectionals when I missed state by 3 inches. Okay. So it's a 9-inch PR.
All right. Well, you come in ranked tied for fourth in the state. Goal is the podium, I would guess. Ben, is that a legitimate goal?
Yeah, I want to get on the podium this year, preferably higher than sixth or fifth. I want to try to take top four.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a very unique event, Ben, and it takes a lot of dedication. So congrats to you, especially as a sophomore getting
Thank
there.
You.
Good luck to you. Friday morning or Friday afternoon, 3:15 is when the pole vault. No wind, right? No wind, please.
Hopefully.
All right, Ben, thank you for joining us. Let's talk about the girls' 4x8 relay team. We've got Endora Udovic, who is an alternate for the team. Endora, how are you?
Good, how about you?
Good, a senior, an alternate, but you've been running this, I would guess, and you're ready to roll and step in if they need you, right?
Yep.
All right, talk about your track career. What's some of the things that you're proud of throughout your high school career?
I'm definitely proud of breaking my PR this year in the 800. And I also started something new this year with the mile. Thought I'd give it a go after being in cross country for so long, and I broke PRs throughout the whole season, so that was pretty nice.
Fantastic. And you're also part of the cross country team too, is that right?
Yep.
A couple of cross country state meets, so you're kind of used to that big crowd, right?
Yeah.
All right. And as a senior, you got to be thrilled just to go be a part of this, right?
Yeah, I was freshman and sophomore year. I was also an alternate, and it was the best experience ever.
All right, very good. And Dora, congrats to you. Congrats on the graduation there. Let's get Caitlin in here. Caitlin Pesco, who is also an alternate, a junior. And how you doing, Caitlin?
Caitlin's gone today, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Coach told me that. I forgot to cross it off. Let's get Ruby in here. Ruby, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Ruby, you're a freshman, and you're going to state. Look at you.
Yeah.
Was this If I would have told you at the beginning, first day of track practice, somebody walked up to you and said, hey, Ruby, you're going to be going to state in lacrosse and running, what would you have said?
I would have said that you're crazy.
That's a good, honest answer. Talk about what it, your progression from that first practice all the way till now. How much have you matured, Ruby?
Running-wise?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Times have gotten better, obviously. Was this 4x8 relay team good from day one, or has it been kind of a building process for you?
I feel like it's definitely been a lot of building, because at first I thought that I didn't need to go all out, and I was just, oh, let's just go for like a jog. Let's just like 2 laps around the track. Let's do this. But then I'm like, oh, shoot, now I have to like sprint this, like, I don't want to do that.
You gotta run it faster, right. Yeah. You were the fifth runner on the cross country team that went to state. You were an all conference in the 16 and 32. Has long distance running been a kind of a gift for you, or is it just kind of something you've stumbled upon recently?
I ran cross in middle school, not like thinking I would do it in high school, just for something to do in the fall. I wasn't really, like, I didn't really love running, so I wasn't like, this isn't something I want to do when I'm older. But now that I've done it freshman year, it's like, I don't know, it's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Well, you're good at it, Ruby, so keep at it. Congrats. Enjoy that time at state. Thank you for taking time to join us. Let's get Addie in here. Addie Gabe, who is also a freshman. Addie, how you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Same question to you. Day one, I walk up to you and say, Addie, you're going to be in lacrosse at the end of the season. What would you have said to me?
No, I'm not. No way.
No way? No way, huh? No. You're also good. You're also, you and Ruby are like sisters here. You're also good at the 1600 and the 3200 relay team. So to do this as a freshman, Addie, that's a great accomplishment. What are some of the highlights from the year for you as a freshman?
Oh, well, winning conference was pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, we also won a tire. That was really cool.
You what about the tire? What's that?
It's kind of like our child. He's really cool.
Okay, all right. You gotta have fine stuff to make it fun, don't you, Addie? Sounds like you've got some pretty good teammates to do that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your time as a freshman at state there, Addie. Thank you so much for joining us. Sarah Knack is going to join us, a junior, third leg. Sarah, how are we doing?
Good.
Good. All conference honors in the 1,632 relays. You ran cross country. What's it like having a couple of giddy freshmen like that on the team with you?
It's actually really fun to watch them experience a lot of it.
Yeah, it's got to be really fun to see them have success, and kind of you being the, being a junior and having been around for a while, it's kind of refreshing to have that the younger girls on the leg, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you run the third leg of the 4x800. Has this team been together the whole season, or were you kind of mixed and matched throughout the season, Sarah?
We were mixed and matched throughout the season. We brought some girls in, brought some girls out, and then now this team has stuck.
All right. How much work? Talk about the practices and the work to get to this point through the year. What's it like? Is it something you enjoy? Is it something you wake up and you're like, oh boy, I don't want to do this? What's it like for you?
It's definitely something I dread every day, but... They are hard and they are worth it, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Some days.
Yeah, some days. I like the honesty, Sarah. Well, you get rewarded by going to lacrosse and being part of just a great event there. Have you been down to track, state track before, Sarah?
Yeah, this is my third year going for state track.
Describe the atmosphere for those who haven't been there. Describe what it's like to go there.
I don't know. It's pretty, like, a lot of people, a lot of smiles, a lot of people are having fun. Yep. A lot of porta potties.
I like it. That great. It is a great atmosphere. Sarah, enjoy the time. Thank you so much, Sarah Knack. Leah Harper is going to join us. Our final member of the Phillips girls, Phillips track team going to state. Leah, how we doing?
Good.
You're the anchor.
Yeah.
What's it like? Tell us what it's like to be the final one to get that baton and try to take it to the ribbon. What's it like for you?
It can definitely be stressful. You know, you worry about letting down the team, but it's also really fun to go past people and bring home the win for your team. So.
16 and 3,200 meter relay all conference. You're the number one runner on the cross country team. Also, you also qualified for state with a third place finish in the 800. You just can't get enough of this 800 meter run. Is this one of your favorites?
Yeah, you know, when I started out, I really did not like this one, but it has grown on me for some reason that I don't really know, but it's become one of my favorites.
Yeah, nobody likes it the first time, Leah. No, but when you succeed at it, it is I think, the toughest race in all of track. So, Leah, what are you looking forward to as you head down to state as just a sophomore? What are you looking forward to down lacrosse?
I'm definitely looking forward to spending time with this group that we're bringing down. They've become some of my closest friends, so that'll be exciting. And I'm excited to just get some good running experience in at big meets, because that's always fun.
Yeah, yeah, great experience. Great accomplishments for you, Leah. Congratulations to you. Thank you for taking time to join us. We want to throw it back to over to Coach. I don't know, is Coach Sarah there or Eric? Are you handling the whole thing?
Well, Eric, I guess, is handling the whole thing.
Oh, Sarah, are you there? Sarah Soha is joining us. Sarah, what about this 4x8 relay team? Sophomore, junior, freshman, even your alternate, one of your alternates, a junior. This is a young team.
It is. It's been a really exciting team. I have the two veterans, Leah and Sarah, who have really improved their times this year. And the two freshmen have stepped up. Addie and Ruby have really stepped up, and their times have been unbelievable, especially at sectionals. And then we had Andorra, who has stepped up to be our alternate, and same thing, she has stepped up to the plate at sectionals and improved her time in the 800. So it's been a really fun group.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize, like we mentioned with the boys and the girls, these relay teams, there's a lot of mixing and matching going on through the year, maybe because you're looking to get points at a meet or whatever the reason may be. So a lot of times you get to the end of the season like this, Sarah, and the group that goes to state hasn't run together that many times, right?
Correct, yep. That's exactly it. Yeah, you got to kind of figure out who gels together as a team, and at the end of the year, this is the team that had really gelled.
Yeah. So the 4x8 relay team. Now, what's the schedule for you and and Coach Olson and everybody? When are we headed out of town?
We're heading out of town Thursday around noonish.
Okay. All right. And first event is Friday afternoon. Is that right? Yes. Anyway? Okay. All right. Yeah. And continues on Saturday. The relays are just one shot. Some of them have qualifiers, right? But the relay, you only do it once, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. So two different heats, because there's, what, 16 teams that are 16 competitors, right?
Correct.
All right. Yes. For those who aren't familiar with track and field, some of the events.